Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many know you can trust the word of the Lord? If he told you, I will deliver you, can you count on that?
Yes.
You got millions of Christians say, well, you just never know. What if you said that about me? What if you came into the airport and you needed somebody to get you? And I said, well, I'll come get you. What time is it? I'll be there. And somebody asked you, is somebody picking you up? You said, well, I talked to Brother Keith and he said he'd come, but you just never know about Brother Keith. Well, man, that's an insult, isn't it? What you call it, you say, I might be a liar, I'm undependable, I'm unfaithful, and people don't realize that's what they're saying about God. He might show up, he might, if he said he would do it, you can count your life on it. He will do it. If he said he'll do it, he'll do it. He said, those that call on me, those that set their heart and their love on me, I will be with him in trouble. What else? I will deliver him. I'll show him my salvation with long life. I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. Whew. Somebody say, I believe it. So if he tarries his coming, I'm living a long time. Till I'm old and rich and satisfied, then I'll go when me and the Lord get good and ready for me to go, and not before. Amen. What about any and every problem or challenge that you could ever possibly get in the rest of your life? What will you do in that? I'll call on the Lord, right? I'll call on him. I'll cry out to him in that trouble. And what'll happen? He will hear me. He will answer. We've read it right here. He will answer me. He will be with me in that situation. What else did he say? What else did he say? He will deliver me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe it. I'm persuaded. That means I'm coming through everything. Everything. I'm not going down in any situation. I'm coming through it. I'm coming over it. It might look rocky. It might look shaky. It might feel that way, but we don't quit. We don't quit. We just keep standing, keep believing. And he said he always causes us to triumph. That's what he said. That's what he said. Glory to God. Why should we praise him? He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Go back to Psalm 107. Let's finish reading that. Psalm 107, verse 19. They cried to the Lord in their trouble. And what happened? He saved them, like he's so faithful to do, like he always does to people that trust him. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them. See, they were real sick. See, it said they lost their appetite and they drew near to the gates of death. They were real sick and near death. But they called on the Lord and cried to him in their trouble. He saved them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Now, I just have the sense in my heart right now that there's some people, maybe here, maybe over the internet, sick, had real problems. And one of the big things is they just hadn't been sure, completely convinced that it was God's will for them to be healed. It is. And you do not have to sit and die. How many of you do not just have to lay in the bed and say, well, I guess this is just God's will for me. It is not God's will for you. It is not. Sickness is not of God. Being cut short in midlife is not God's perfect will for anybody. What you got to understand is you have, the Bible teaches, you got to resist the works of the enemy, of which sickness and disease and all these things is. You can't just lay there and go, well, whatever the Lord wants. This is not what the Lord wants. You got to rise up and resist it. And you got to say with the psalmist, I will not die. I will live and declare the works and the glory of God. Amen. I'll sing his praises. What's God going to get more glory out of? You perishing in midlife or overcoming and coming out? And then people looking at you and going, you're supposed to be dead. And you go, I know, but I ain't. Why aren't you dead? Why aren't you dead? Perfect opportunity. Open door, right? Why aren't you dead? I thought you were supposed to be broke by now. I thought you were going under. I was. But I called on the Lord in my trouble, and he heard me, and he delivered me. He brought me out. Doesn't God get more glory out of that? Certainly he does. Certainly he does. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from these physical destructions. Verse 21, what does it say? Every time you see that, read that out loud with me. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise him. Can you hear the heart of God saying, I mean, he's done all these things, raised people up from a deathbed, delivered them from all these problems, and then what does he say? Oh, that people would praise him for that. What do we say? I will. I will. I will. He won't have to tell me, you know, 3 years from now, why aren't you praising me for all these things I've done? No, I will. I will. I will. Let's remember. Let's keep it in front of us. I will. We give him the credit. We give him the glory. Give him the praise. Verse 22, let them sacrifice with what? Sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with what? Not depressed, with rejoicing, right? He goes on, they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. He commands and raises the stormy wind and lifts up the waves. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. These are people in a ship in a storm. Up on the wave. Down on the wave. And their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunk man. They're at their wit's end. Then what do? Man, if you got any sense. You caught in a little rickety boat in a hurricane. They cry to the Lord in their trouble. And he said, sorry, it's my will for you guys to drown. You won't understand it, but I'm working out a mysterious plan. No. They cry to the Lord in their trouble and... He brings them out. Oh, I like that. Oh, he has he ever brought you out of something? Whew. It makes you want to sing the song. You can't tell it, you know. You can't tell it like I can tell it. What he's done for me. Right? He brought me out because I was there. Right? Nobody could convince me it's not God's will to prosper you financially. I was there. Phyllis and I were so broke. I mean, couldn't buy a tank of gas. Behind on everything, he brought us out. Hallelujah. I mean, brought us out. Yes. Hallelujah. I was there. I know it. Yes, sir. He did it. Amen. 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 He gets the praise. He gets the glory. I praise him all the time. I praise him all the time. I tell you, riding in that little airplane this week, I just praising God all the time. I'd flip a switch and go, praise the Lord. I looked at the speedometer and I said, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I mean, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? He did that. He did that. Right? I look at you guys and go, praise the Lord. I look at this place and go, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's bringing us out. He's bringing us out of obscurity. He's bringing us out of smallness. Right? Bringing us out of weakness into strength. Into wide scope. Yes, amen. Into a broad place. Hallelujah. Into our wealthy place. Yes, like he said. Amen. Belongs to every individual. Yes. Every family. Every church. Every ministry. Everyone. People ought to praise him about it. Yes. Oh, that men would praise him. They cried to the Lord in their trouble. And what happened? He brought them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they're glad because they be quiet. I guess so. He brings them into their desired haven. They get where they were going. What's verse 31 say? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And we all said, I will. I will. I will. Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness, water springs into a dry ground, fruitful land into barrenness, wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turns the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. There they make the hungry to dwell and prepare a city for habitation. He sows the fields, plants vineyards that they may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly and suffers not their cattle to decrease. Amen. That's their stuff. Yeah. That's us. Amen. Say it out loud. He multiplies me greatly.
He multiplies me greatly.
And doesn't suffer.
And doesn't
my stuff to decrease.
My stuff to decrease.
Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there's no way. But He sets the poor on high from affliction and makes him families like a flock. The righteous will see it. They'll rejoice. All iniquity shall stop their mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. When you see how faithful He is to deliver. When you see how He comes through for you again and again and again, how He brings you out, even when you've done dumb things, you've sinned, you've messed up, still you can fall on your face and cry out to the Lord. He'll hear you. He'll deliver you. He'll bring you out. Oh, that men would praise Him. Amen. And I say, I will. I will. Why should we praise the Lord? He's worthy to be praised. He's worth praising. He's done so much. He does so much. He will do so many wonderful things. He ought to be praised. I mean, it's just criminal not to praise Him. Right? It's ignorance. It's darkness not to praise Him. Foolishness. And we're not fools. We're not in the dark. He's brought us into the light. That's why you hear us all the time. Praise You, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Give me